Yes, Kenny, thanks. And more breaking news in the Jules Donegal International Rally. At the end of Special Stage 11, no sign of Gary Jennings. And Manus Kelly has come through with Donal Barrett, the defending champions, of course. They got round in 7 minutes, 35.5 seconds. But then there was a big gap. Josh Moffat currently, unofficially, is up into second place because Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy, well, they obviously have encountered some problem. We'll find out shortly just what happened. So Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes currently into second, although there are 1 minute 39.6 seconds adrift of Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett. So if Jennings and Kennedy are out, it would leave Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett with a big, big lead after Special Stage 11. So currently, we don't have any time waiting for the details. Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett first, Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes second, Sam Moffat and Carl Atkinson up to third in another one of the Ford Fiesta R5s, and they're just 8.3 seconds behind. So the Moffats, a real battle looming there. Robert Duggan, fourth. And then Callum Devine, the dairyman, first time in Irish soil in the Ford Fiesta R5. He's having a great rally and is 17 seconds adrift of Robert Duggan. So it's all happening. We'll have further updates very shortly. In the national category, by the way, well, Ian Barrett and Paul McGee in the Darien T90, they've been going great all day. They continue to lead at 38.7 seconds again, ahead of Kevin Gallagher and Nola Sullivan in the other Darien T90. Gallagher had problems going into service, problems with the fuel, and he did have to get a little bit of assistance just getting into service, out on the road again, but quite a big gap behind them. Gary Kernan and Ryan Moore, well, they've been third for a long time now in the Escort Mark II. They're 1 minute, 3.7 seconds behind Gallagher and O'Sullivan. Adrian Hetherington and Ronan O'Neill fourth, Jonathan Pringle and Paul Sheridan is fifth. Now, these are all unofficial times, of course, and we will have further details very shortly indeed. An unfolding day of yet more drama in the Donegal International Rally. And Oisin Kelly will have another update shortly. But as things stand, well, it's looking very good for Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett, with a big question mark over the future participation in the rest of the rally for Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy. We'll have a further update shortly.
Detail on Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy. Their 2018 tilt at trying to get another Donegal International win is over. The reason for it, they have been off the road in Gyarton. And we were all talking about the battle at the front. As Chris said, there was just under 8 seconds between Manus and Gary going into Gyarton. It's Manus's home stage. He's on another part of it here, Trenta, about to start it now in the next few minutes. And Gary Jennings, well, he was really on the money throughout today, fastest in all of the stages, but unfortunately just too committed in Gyarton. And the Subaru Impreza S12B is off the road. Now, Gary and Roy are both okay, and both are out of the car, but there's the car sort of stuck, and she's in a position that she's not able to continue this Jules Donegal International Rally, which is hugely disappointing for the Fermana Donegal partnership, because they were having a real go and a real battle with Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett throughout the day, and they chipped away all day. They had that at Manus and Donal had the advantage of 22.7 seconds heading into day two, and Gary and Rory chipped away at it, but it wasn't to be. And suppose through Gyarton today, they're not going to continue any further. And as Chris said, it's really all about the defending champions now. We talked about the battle at the start of the rally, about all these WRC cars, about who's going to stick it, who's going to last the longest. We've seen the battle unfold. The first to fall was Donal Kelly and Conor Foley yesterday. Just a mistake. Too quick, committed. Too committed under a right-hand corner with muck on the road. And off they went. That was the end of their rally. Then today, Declan Boyle and James O'Reilly in the Ford Fiesta WRC. Mechanical issues at the start of Knockalla ruled out their further participation in the Jules Donegal International Rally. The next man to go was Darren Gass and Enda Sherry in the Subaru as well. They had an off in Cairnhills, but the first time the Gas as rally in Donegal has come to an end on one of Donegal's big stages, and the second time over today, well, he ditched the Subaru, and that was an end of his rally. So it was down to the leading duo of Manus Kelly and Gary Jennings, and I'm just telling you, Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy are now out of this event. That means there's just one piece of WRC machinery left in this rally, and it's the defending champions, Manus Kelly and Donal Bard in their Subaru S12B. How significant is that? Well, they now have an advantage unofficially of 1 minute 39.6 seconds from the R5 car of Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes. Manus Kelly and Donal Bard can become, they can join a list of just three other people who have won this Donegal International on three occasions if they get to the finish ramp tomorrow. Cathal Curley, Billy Coleman and Ronan Morgan are the only other three men to win three in a row Donegal International rallies. Manus Kelly and Donal Bard are on the verge of joining those three on that list. But we have to remember, a lot can happen in rallying. We've still got a full day of action to come tomorrow. Plus, we've got three stages left today. And as other cars have suffered it today, mechanical issues and engine problems can be a big factor. But it's just about Manus Kelly and Donal Bard now cruising the Subaru Impreza home and getting to the finish ramp tomorrow to be crowned champions, three in a row champions once again. Josh Moffat, as we said, second overall, is now increased his advantage over Sam to 8.3. A bit of damage to the front of Sam's car as he came off Garton. Robert Duggan's fourth overall now, 23 adrift. And Callum Devine and Brian Hoy, well, if you told them at the start of the rally they'd be sitting fifth overall on a Ford Fiesta R5, they would have took the hand off you. 17.2 seconds is the difference now between Devine and Duggan in fourth, and Devine up into fifth position there. And the battle for the National continues to hot up. 38.7 seconds now is the difference. Ian Barrett, faster this time round in Garton than Kevin Gallagher, has increased his advantage. Gary Kiernan is in third position over a minute adrift. Then it's Ryan Loughran and Gareth Doherty, 44.6 in fourth. Frank Kelly, Adrian Hetherington, and then in seventh, the man that was making a big move this morning, Jonathan Pringle, along with Paul Sheridan on the notes. They lost time. They lost a considerable amount of time. You're talking about a minute and a half to the time of the Darien and Garton. They obviously had an issue and they've dropped way down the leaderboard. We are at the end now of the Trenta stage, just at the bottom end of the mountaintop, on the far side of the mountaintop, heading out to Kilmacrenan. And we'll have another update for you very, very soon from the Jules Donegal International Rally. But as we speak to you here on this Saturday afternoon, it's now down to one crew in a WRC to take it home and be crowned champions once again. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy are gone. They are out. It's Manus Kelly and Donal Bard, who are now in total control of the Donegal Rally. Back to you in the studio.